Vieira. He comes from Senegal. He plays for Arsenal.
It's going back a few years since Patrick Vieira's halcyon days in North London. The former France international played for the Gunners between 1996 and 2005. During that time, he won 9 trophies under Arsène Wenger's management. Vieira is now 42 and manager at the French club Nice. He took over during the summer, and after 4 games of the French top flight, Nice lie in 17th place with 4 points, thanks to their first win of the season last Friday at Lyon. Back in England, things are just a tiny bit better at Arsenal after they secured their second victory of the campaign under their new manager, Unai Emery. It finished Cardiff City 2, Arsenal 3, and the North Londoners moved up to 9th with 6 points from their 4 games. Mid-table certainly not where Arsenal were when Vieira was bossing the midfield. But that was more than a decade ago, when the club was considered among the contenders for the Premier League title. That's not the case now. Pep Guardiola's Manchester City are setting the standards. Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur are also deemed to be in the mix. So far this season, Emery's Arsenal have won 2 and lost 2. Kevin Witcher is the editor of the Arsenal fanzine, The Gooner.
It's an expected start. When you saw the fixture list come out, it would have been difficult to have a more challenging start for Unai Emery than he was given. I think it may have been marginally more difficult if it was Man City away and Chelsea at home. Long and short of it is I didn't expect anything points-wise from those two matches, to be honest. I wrote them off. After that, I thought, OK, we've got 8 league games here that Arsenal are capable of winning. They've won the first 2.
In the 2 years that Emery was in charge of Paris Saint-Germain, they won 1 league title, 2 French Cups, 2 League Cups and 2 French Super Cups. That kind of success in England over the next few years will have him hailed as a genius, but it's unlikely there'll be that kind of return. The Arsenal players are having difficulty adapting to Emery's demands. He wants the ball to be played out from the goalkeeper, and he wants possession. It's a tactic that's been having teething troubles, but at least it's an identity. Kevin Witcher.
Well, I mean, what it looks like he's trying to do and what is happening more in football at the better teams is to imitate what Guardiola has done. Now, Guardiola had better players to do it with, and he also inherited a team which had some knowledge and some memory of winning a league title. The confidence at Arsenal is not so great. So the reality is it will take longer. And the question is, will people have patience? But on the level of, is there a game plan? Yes, it is a positive. As long as at the end of the process, the game plan has been shown to work. Now, we've seen it work at other clubs. And the challenge for Unai Emery is to make it work at Arsenal with a real mix of effectively handicaps. One of the handicaps is the longer-term players are so ingrained in what I would call the Wenger way, which does not involve an organised, cohesive press as a unit. They never really mastered that. And the other handicap he has is that financially, at this point in time, Arsenal, they don't have an owner who's investing any funds. They can't really bend the financial fair play rules as others have because the money isn't there. And so there's an element of bargain basement shopping, which is heavily reliant on the success of the scouting system. So I suspect Arsenal's best hope will be buying 2 or 3 young prospects every year who turn into real superstars. And then are probably going to be sold for a lot of money, but at least then that allows Arsenal to enter the market with more funds themselves, and then they can buy better, experienced players. So we're looking at something that's going to take 5 or 6 years. And that's a consequence of a combination of things, one of which is the decline of the club, the other of which is the gap that's developing between the really moneyed clubs and Arsenal, which is getting wider with every season, especially because Arsenal's income is falling now.
Arsenal's first win of the season came against West Ham United, who also have a new manager. Manuel Pellegrini led Manchester City to the 2014 title, but so far in East London, he's lost his first four games. Over in West London, Chelsea have a new boss in the shape of Maurizio Sarri. The 59-year-old Italian was drafted in from Napoli over the summer to replace Antonio Conte. Sarri's got 4 wins out of 4, and that's unexpected, says Mark Worrell, the author of several books on Chelsea.
You know, with Chelsea, I mean, obviously he's come in, changed the style of play from what ended up being pretty dour, dogged stuff, even though we did win the FA Cup at the end of last season. So he's changed all of that, and that all looks good. Couldn't have asked for a better start, so it's a great platform to build on. But I think ultimately, the barometer at Chelsea of success is not a top four finish, it's winning a trophy. The way it'll be measured this season will be to get Chelsea back into the Champions League. But the expectation will be certainly next season that silverware has to be won, otherwise he'll be deemed a failure. You know, if you look at Chelsea's history, certainly recently, a couple of seasons and that's it. You won't get that amount of time. So unless there's been a paradigm shift in the way Roman Abramovich and his minions are thinking, then I suspect, you know, Sarri's going to be under pressure to deliver more than just a top four finish after this season.
While Arsene Wenger ruled the roost at Arsenal for nearly 22 years, Chelsea over the same period had more than a dozen men in charge. That collection has brought Chelsea more silverware than Wenger's haul. But the turnover has brought criticism about such a hostile environment. But has Arsenal stability been a better option? Kevin Witcher.
Ultimately, the board are to blame, because any other major club with genuine ambition to win trophies would not have let Arsene Wenger go more than 4 seasons without delivering a league title. So, you know, anywhere else on the continent, anywhere else in England, he would not have been there past 2010 or even 2009, arguably, because, you know, there was obviously the mitigation of the new stadium, but the reality is that new stadium actually significantly increased the club's income, and the payments on it were highly manageable. So a myth has developed that Arsenal didn't have money. The reality is they did, it just wasn't spent well. So then bad decisions were made about how it was spent, and players who the club could have afforded were not bought, because Arsene Wenger wanted to indulge himself in developing a young team that would win, and he failed. The biggest example of that is 2009. Wenger refused to play an extra $2 million to get Xabi Alonso from Liverpool. Alonso ended up going to Real Madrid and Bayern Munich and winning a lot of trophies. So there, in a nutshell, is where the club went wrong. They indulged a manager, they didn't get rid of him, and they allowed drift to continue for one simple reason. The guy kept qualifying for Champions League, and the income was growing every year, and that was good enough for them. Now we got the legacy. Arsenal are basically scrambling to recover too much lost ground, and it may even be too late for them to do it. I do not know.
Kevin Witcher, editor of the Arsenal fanzine, The Gooner. He brings us to the end of Sports Insight for this week. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.